it's so important to understand that just like we detox the body, we also need to be detoxing the brain and the nervous system. And there's this one system that actually does this for us.
Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive.
Hey everyone, it's Jordana, and today we're going to talk about the top ways, or I would say even the system that goes so overlooked that we can optimize and utilize in order to heal our brain. Okay, so if you've been following me, if you listen to my podcast, you've definitely heard me talk a lot about detox. I even have a detox program. It's called the Mindful Detox. And in the Mindful Detox, we focus on very specific areas of elimination. Now, there are actually 7 areas of elimination when we talk about the body. And one of the reasons why we would want to detox in the first place is because unlike, 100, 200 years ago, there are so many toxins in our environment now. A lot of them are, you can't even see them, right? They're in the air that we breathe, they're in the products that we use. And about 250 to 300 years ago, there were really only 7 to 10 toxins that were prevalent in the universe, on Earth, in our air, in our soil, and all of those things. And now fast forward to now, there are about 2.4 million toxins that we are exposed to on a daily basis, okay? That's insane. The big problem here is that as our brains have developed and as our environment has developed at this crazy rapid pace, unfortunately, our bodies has not developed at that same rate, right? From an evolutionary perspective, it would take another probably 100 to 200 million years for us to evolve, for us to grow a wing or lose our pinky toe. And that's what I'm talking about, evolution. Our bodies are still extremely primitive. We have the same bodies as we did 300,000 years ago. And so, unfortunately, they're just not equipped to deal with all of the garbage that's in our environment. And some of those toxicities are definitely internal, right? Some of them come from ourselves, from our thoughts, from hormones and stuff that we produce, cortisol, et cetera, but a lot of them come externally. And today we are specifically talking about the brain. As you know, here at the Mindful Clinic, we are all about that brain-body connection, using the brain to heal the body. And I talk a lot about detoxing the body. So from a perspective, there are 7 areas of elimination. Like I mentioned, there's the skin system, the lymph system, the blood system, the bowels, the kidney, the liver, and the respiratory system. Now, in the Mindful Detox, we address all of those systems, but one system that we do not talk about frequently that actually is so, so important is something called the glymphatic system. Now, the glymphatic system is the brain's immune system. It's very specific to the nervous system, to the brain. And a lot of the toxins in our environment are actually neurotoxins. So they will go through the blood-brain barrier, they'll penetrate the blood-brain barrier, and they'll get into the nervous system. The nervous system will allow them to hang out in the fatty tissues. Now, this is so, so important to understand because the brain is literally made up of fat. It's like 60% fat. And part of what makes the nervous system work is this fatty protective covering called the myelin sheath. Now, the myelin sheath is this coating, this fatty coating that covers every single neuron in our nervous system. And that myelin sheath helps to protect the integrity of the message. So from the stimulus to the trigger, understanding the neurotransmitter. And so it really allows for things like memory recall, for you to react to things quickly. And when the myelin sheath starts to degrade or starts to develop toxicity or inflammation, we start to see a lot of nervous system issues. So when we talk about things like mental health disorders, there is this amazing psychiatrist. His name is Dr. Paul Saladino, and he is really into the carnivore diet. But that aside, let's talk about his research. So He's a psychiatrist, and he was in his practice working with all of these different patients that had mental health disorders, and he's prescribing medication after medication. Nobody's getting any better, right? And so he started to get curious about, you know, things like diet and things like detox and the environment. And he came across a lot of research that he has done is based on all of the mental health disorders that we can see or experience. So I'm talking PTSD, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, ADHD, which I'm super familiar with, even things like, you know, panic attacks, whatever. All of these mental health disorders and nervous system issues, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, like this really extends into the nerves as well, are all a symptom of brain inflammation. Now, how the fuck would the brain get inflamed, you might ask? Well, it's through things like these neurotoxins, right? These neurotoxins are foreign invaders, and all toxins are fat soluble. And so if the brain is made up of 60% fat, the toxins that are going to be able to cross that blood-brain barrier are going to get stuck inside of that fatty tissue, and they're going to stay there, right? That's a perfect place for them to hibernate. And so when the nervous system sees these toxins, when the nervous system identifies them, it sounds this alarm and it's like, hey, this isn't supposed to be here. And the body starts releasing a whole bunch of inflammatory compounds like cortisol, adrenaline, norepinephrine, all the things. And this is going on behind the scenes. Now, when this happens too frequently and when the brain isn't, the whole nervous system in the brain isn't detoxing at a rate that would detox quicker than the toxins are coming in, we start to see chronic brain inflammation. And all of the mental health disorders are a result of this chronic brain inflammation and the inflammatory compounds not being turned down. So basically what happens is when we have a lot of toxicity in the nervous system, or if we've been through a physical trauma, or you know, there are neurotoxins, or even if we have things like food intolerances or high stress, like all of these things are very inflammatory. So when cortisol is really high and the brain perceives these things, there's this catecholamine, it's called fractalkine. And fractalkine regulates all of our inflammatory compounds, especially in the nervous system. And so when there's a lot of cortisol, a lot of toxins, fractalkine actually gets turned off. And when that happens, it upregulates all inflammatory compounds within the nervous system. So this is when we start to see these mental health disorders forming. And so I'm telling you all of this because it's so important to understand that just like we detox the body, we also need to be detoxing the brain and the nervous system. And there's this one system that actually does this for us. And so today, my friends, I'm going to tell you all about ways that we can actually heal the brain, heal the nervous system by optimizing this specific system called the glymphatic system. Similar to the lymphatic system, I would assume, just in the brain. The glymphatic system is the brain's immune system, right? So it's going to clean out our damaged neurons and waste and debris. And it actually does this. So I'm going to talk about four different ways that we can actually optimize this system. And the first way is through sleep. And so, like I mentioned, the glymphatic system is the brain's immune system. And through sleep, specifically slow wave sleep, this is when it is clearing out all of the damaged neurons and waste and debris. Now, slow wave sleep is actually kind of hard to achieve, especially if you're somebody who has high stress, if you're somebody who looks at blue light before you go to sleep, or if you're somebody who eats before bed, or if you're somebody who takes melatonin, right? So slow wave sleep, there are four stages of sleep, and then there's REM sleep. So slow wave sleep is like right in that theta brain wave state, where we're not in REM sleep yet, and we're not in deep sleep either. And so it's what's called slow wave sleep. And more often than not, we skip over this stage and go directly to stage four, or we go directly to REM sleep, depending on our lifestyle habits. And it's in slow wave sleep that we actually do a lot of the regulating and healing. And this, because a lot of people are taking things like melatonin or sleeping medication or herbs to help them fall asleep, or they're looking at their phone before bed, or they're eating before bed, we're actually skipping over slow wave sleep altogether. This is very, very dangerous for the nervous system because this is when the glymphatic system is going through the brain, all of the neurons, and it's cleaning out the garbage. So damaged neurons, all the waste, the neurotoxins, the debris get cleaned out during that slow wave sleep. So some ways that we can actually optimize slow wave sleep, I mean, it's like literally doing the opposite of the things I just said, So not taking sleeping medication or melatonin, if that's unavailable to you, like work with a practitioner, please, of course. Things like magnesium actually will not skip over slow wave sleep. So if you're taking a really good magnesium, the best one for the nervous system that I use in my practice is magnesium 3-8. It's very specific to the nerves, and I actually use it a lot with chronic pain as well. But things like magnesium, things like not looking at your phone, don't eat before bed, of course, because it's also, if we're not going into slow wave sleep, we're not releasing growth hormone, which is where we actually lose the weight. And then you could also do something like tart cherry juice. If you're taking melatonin now, but you want to not be taking melatonin, you can switch it for tart cherry juice, which will, rather than giving your body melatonin, tart cherry juice is going to give your body the precursors, the preconstituents to help your body produce melatonin on its own naturally. So for all my pregnant mamas out there, I highly recommend the tart cherry juice. It's kind of like a little mocktail I'll make myself before bed. It's also very anti-inflammatory. It helps with the detox process. So these are just some kind of quick swaps that you guys can use rather than going towards sleeping medication or melatonin. Unless you're a shift worker, and then melatonin would be like literally the only time that I would recommend melatonin is if you're a shift worker. Okay, so sleeping also before 11 p.m. is really important because slow wave sleep typically happens between like 10 and 1. And so it's really like 10 and 12. So if you are pushing that sleep back, you're kind of missing out the opportunity to actually engage in this detox process. So the timing of sleep is actually also important. This second way that we can optimize the lymphatic system is also by the position that we are sleeping. So get this. When we sleep on our side, doesn't really matter. Like the studies say it doesn't really matter, but I prefer the left side. But when we're sleeping on our side with their feet slightly elevated, it can increase our lymphatic rate of clearance. And the lymphatic system and the lymphatic system work kind of hand in hand. You can play around with which side you want to sleep on. I'm somebody who needs to see the chiropractor quite frequently. And so my chiropractor will 1000% disagree with this and say to definitely sleep on your back. But from the perspective of detox for the nervous system, the position that we sleep on our side with our feet slightly elevated is going to increase that rate of clearance for the lymphatic system. So that's the second way we can optimize it. The third way that we can optimize the lymphatic system is through movement, but it's a very specific type of movement. Of course, the body is very specific. So this is zone 2 cardio, kind of similar to slow wave sleep. It's like, we're not full throttle here. We're not lifting weights. It has to be aerobic activity. So it's zone 2 cardio or low level cardio. And what it's going to do is it's going to release an astrocyte called aquaporin 4. And this astrocyte, when we is active during the day, it's going to help the lymphatic system clear out debris at night. Now, of course, the catch here is this is something we have to do frequently, right? So we want to get about 30 to 40 minutes, 40 minutes more preferably, about 4 times a week. And when I'm talking about zone 2 cardio, I'm talking about getting your heart rate up just a little bit, but not to the point of exhaustion. So a fast walk, if you're very active and you are typically run, a very, very, very low level jog would do it. But honestly, a fast walk is more than enough, especially if you're walking on a bit of an incline. That would be best case scenario. Okay. So that third one is movement. And the fourth thing that we can do is we can optimize like using different nutrients. So I already mentioned one of them, and that is magnesium 3-8. Magnesium 3-8 is one of my favorite supplements to use for the nervous system, especially for calming down the nervous system, to support the nervous system and the neuronal networks to function in the way that they need to, especially if you're somebody who's prone to things like migraines. When we have migraines, there's a constriction in the nerves and blood. It tends to create like high blood pressure in the brain. That's how I describe it. But that's what's going to create that like tight tension. I get ocular migraines, so I like can't see. It gets really spotty and then I can't see out of one eye. So magnesium 3-8 is one of the supplements that I use almost every night before I go to sleep. Again, please work with a practitioner, talk to your practitioner, sign up for the Mindful Method. I'll work with you to make sure that the protocol is perfect for you, because it's, I mean, I can't ethically just tell you to take things without knowing your makeup. And please don't take anything without seeing somebody, a professional working with a practitioner. I'm gonna save my ass there. But these are some of the nutrients that I use in my practice that are really effective for helping the glymphatic system function properly.
Hi, babes. I am so excited to talk to you about my signature program, the Mindful Method. This is the exact same method that I have been using with hundreds of successful clients to help you heal your relationship to food, to increase confidence, and to lose weight without dieting or killing yourself at the gym. If you're sick of not feeling like your best self, if you're sick of promising yourself that you'll start again on Monday, if you're sick of going on restrictive diets only to gain back the weight, I can tell you right now that if you gained it back, it did not work. You know what's healthy and what's not. You do. You just continue to choose the unhealthy option anyways. And a meal plan will not solve this issue. There is no amount of restriction or discipline or willpower that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging. The body follows the mind. Imagine a life where you don't have to think about what you can or can't eat. Imagine a life where you feel confident in all of your clothes, where every day and every way your body rebalances and you lose all of the weight so you find the truest, healthiest version of yourself. Imagine never having to start again on Monday. This is what happens when you focus on transforming the brain so weight loss is effortless. The body follows the mind, and it's time you actually get to the root cause of your issue. If you are ready to transform and find the truest, healthiest version of you without letting go of your favorite foods, I invite you to fill out the application in my bio. And if you're a good fit, we'll be in touch soon. Back to regular programming.
Magnesium threonate. The other one is a really, really good quality omega. Now, most omegas are in fish oil form. So when I say really, really good quality, I mean it. Fish, the whole industry is a fucking disaster for heavy metals. So you want to do a company that's third-party testing for things like heavy metals. And so my favorite company is actually Canprev. I'm not affiliated with them. I don't get any kickback for mentioning their name, unfortunately, because I'm pretty sure my clients pay their rent. But they have a supplement called Omega Pro 1-to-1, and it is the most potent omega that I've ever found. It's in a very, very high dose. There's like multiple thousands of EPA and DHA, and you would definitely want the 1-to-1 ratio. Unless you're somebody who deals with high inflammation, then you would do 2-to-1 EPA to DHA. And if you're somebody who deals with, memory stuff, ADHD tendencies, then you would do high DHA. So 1-to-2 ratio. But if you are going to not do the balanced 1-to-1 ratio, I would only do the 2-to-1s or 1-to-2 for about a month. And then you want to switch to a balance. You want to bring yourself up to saturation, and then you want to switch to a balanced EPA and DHA. So the Omega Pro, why is this important? Well, like I said, our brain is 60% fat. And so more often than not, we're not eating the right types of fats. Like all of the fat that we have in our diet, unless you're eating fish or avocados or flax seeds, like every single day, multiple times a day, we're eating way too much omega-6, which is actually creating more inflammation. And if we look at like the prostaglandin chart, which is just our chart of inflammation in the body, we need to have a balance of all the different EPA, GLA, arachidonic acid. So I believe that's ARA, Omega Pro. What am I doing? EPA, DHA, GLA, arachidonic acid. And then there's another one that I'm totally slipping my mind. Next time I'll create notes, but this is where we're at today. But the ones that are important for you to understand, and that's why I didn't even really think to mention it, is just the EPA and DHA, because that's what's going to balance the body. That's what's going to be the least inflammatory, specifically in the nervous system. And that's what's going to help the myelin sheath, or help to, it's like the building blocks for the brain. Like the brain is made of fat, so it makes sense that we give it what it needs so we can replace the cells. Yeah. The next one is liposomal C. So liposomal C is basically just vitamin C. It's just in a liposomal form. So what that means is vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin. There are fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, D, E, and K, but vitamin C is water-soluble, which means that you basically just excrete it out of your urine every 4 hours. So you would kind of need to replace it every 4 hours. This also means that it's hard to get into the cells because on every single cell in our body, we have this phospholipid bilayer, this protective covering on the cell that's made out of fat. And so most of the receptors for things to get into the cell are fat related. Think about hormones, think about enzymes, like they all have a kind of a fat component. And just like a lock and key, it attaches to that receptor and then goes into the cell. So liposomal C is vitamin C attached to lipo or fat. So it allows vitamin C to actually get inside the cell much more efficiently. This is so important. When I started taking liposomal C, I got really sick. I got cold sores all over my lips. You're like, Jordana, why are you telling me to take this if it didn't work out well? But that's because it was actually killing like underlying viruses and things that were hidden inside of my cells for like years, right? And so, yes, there was a big reaction at first, but then it obviously dwindled down and started to kill the infection. And I do still get cold sores, but it's very, very rarely. And I'd have to be under so much stress and like exposed to so many other things. So liposomal C specifically for the nervous system is to just get that vitamin, get that antioxidant into the brain. So when I talk about things like neurotoxins or inflammation, we want to, as toxins are oxidized, right? So it creates oxidation or free radical damage. And the opposite to undo that damage is to have the antioxidant, right? And so antioxidants, if we think about free radicals, like they're very unbalanced, like the electrons and ions and all those things, it's unbalanced. So it's very unstable. And so when we have an antioxidant, it kind of like lets that free radical borrow the electrons and it stabilizes it. This is so important because if we don't stabilize, if we don't balance out the oxidation with antioxidants, then we just end up with a nervous system or a body that's full of oxidation, which is very toxic and allows things like malignant cells to grow. And so vitamin C is just kind of a jack of all trades. Like it's antioxidant, it's anti-inflammatory, it's antifungal, it's antiparasitic, like anti, anything you can think of. Really good for the immune system. So liposomal C, amazing for lymphatic system, also amazing for the glymphatic system. The next nutrient that I would use is something called PS100. So this is phosphatidylserine 100. I've talked about it in podcasts before, but phosphatidylserine is a specific type of fat. So it's a specific type of lecithin that will actually build up the myelin sheath. And so the myelin sheath is made out of, it's like a phospholipid bilayer. And so there is phosphatidylserine and there's phosphatidylcholine. I prefer phosphatidylserine specifically for the nervous system because choline or lecithin in itself will actually go directly to the liver first. So the liver is going to eat up all the choline. If you're eating a lot of lecithin in your foods, amazing, good for you. But the liver actually requires it for phase 2 or phase 1 detox. And so no more often than not, the brain is like starved of what it needs because it goes directly to the liver. So if we do phosphatidylserine, we're giving the body the specific like activated form of what it needs for the nervous system. Now, this is a nutrient that I actually use when I'm studying for tests or when I'm, you know, I have a big podcast interview coming up because it actually really helps with things like memory recall. It's also been effectively used for things like pre-stages, like early Alzheimer's and dementia to help prevent any further degradation of those diseases. But so it's really effective. I love it. I use it all the time. I'm actually taking it right now. And then the last one is lion's mane. So lion's mane is an amazing mushroom. I've definitely talked about it before. It's in a lot of psychedelic formulas, but lion's mane is going to help the brain to create new neuronal networks and help the brain to think differently and use different parts of it. So from a healing perspective, if there is damage in the nervous system, and like, I mean, if you're over the age of 18, if you've been on this planet for longer than like 18 years, like the likelihood is yes. Then lion's mane is going to go out, is going to help the brain to use different parts of it in order to heal or in order to think differently, experience different things, and ultimately change your behavior. So I use lion's mane in my practice all the time to help people break patterns of, you know, consistent self-sabotaging cycles. But it's also really good, again, for things like memory recall and for being able to not just remember, but And the recall is really important, but it's like using different parts of your brain in order to experience something different. Yeah. similar to psychedelics. That's why it's in most of those formulas. Okay. So whether you've had a brain injury or you've dealt with a traumatic experience or you simply want to prevent the aging process in the nervous system, these are the interventions that you can use or implement to help the brain heal and keep your nervous system functioning optimally, which is like literally the fucking most important thing. Like the nervous system is the only system that you cannot replace. It's shitty, but you can replace your liver. It's shitty, but you can replace your heart, but you cannot replace the nervous system, okay? And so it's so, so important that we take care of it. And it's also one of those systems that like doesn't speak to us very frequently. So, you know, if we have like issues with our liver, we'll get pain in the right side, but we don't wake up and we're like, how's my nervous system today? We just like slowly start to notice that we're not functioning optimally. We don't have energy. We can't recall things like we used to. You know, and so on. And so we're dealing with mental health disorders. My gosh, how prevalent those are now. And it's not a coincidence, right? I mean, I think that a lot of mental health disorders were prevalent in the past. There was just a bit more of a stigma around them. We probably didn't name them or talk about them as much, but there's definitely a very, very high prevalence right now. And it's not a coincidence. Like there is a lot in our environment that is contributing to things like brain inflammation, which is not leaving our nervous systems very optimal. So just to sum you right up, okay, the four ways that we can activate or optimize this lymphatic system. The first one is sleep, getting slow wave sleep specifically. So this is making sure you're in bed before 11 p.m., 10 p.m. is optimal, and not looking at blue light before you go to bed, not eating before you go to bed, having like a good sleep hygiene routine. The second is the position that you're sleeping. So sleeping on your side with your feet a little bit elevated. So like pillow under your legs type of vibe. The third is getting that zone two cardio movement in ya. And this is going to release an astrocyte called aquaporin 4. When it's active during the day, the lymphatic system can clear more debris at night. With this movement, you want to do it for about 40 minutes, four times a week. And then the specific nutrients, Omega Pro or a high dose Omega supplement, magnesium threonate, liposomal C, PS100, and lion's mane. Okay, my friends, depending on when you are listening to this podcast or not, the event may have already happened. But if not, if this podcast gets released before, then at this point right now, as I'm recording, we are 2 weeks out and I am so excited. Everything is really falling into place and everybody who has bought a ticket so far is just so special. Like I just cannot wait for the collective experience of healing that is going to happen. For me personally, this is a really big moment. And so as much as it's going to be healing for all of you guys who are coming to experience this healing event, right? We're going to teach you, we're going to be doing live healing. We're going to be actually implementing practical tools on the spot, things like hypnotherapy, EFT tapping, muscle testing to really, really teach you how to use your brain and your body to experience the life that you want to, right? Because like life is not about necessarily finding yourself, right? Life is about creating yourself. And so if you're sitting in the back seat, just like reacting to all the shit that's going on in your life, like the 9-to-5 jobs, the kids, the pressing the snooze button, you're just not creating in the way that you can be. And there is no reason that you cannot experience the things that you desire, no matter how big they are. But in order to do that, you're going to have to give up the belief that you can't. And that's actually where I find that people get lost, right? It's like, how is that belief serving you that you can't have it? And can we shift that dynamic? And if we're going to shift that dynamic, you can't just read about it in a book. You actually, in order to change, have to experience something. And that's why this event is live. I'm so excited. Doors may or may not be closed by the time you hear this, but like, listen, if doors are closed and you're like, this is a whole body fucking hell yes, hit me up. I'll let you know where we're at. It's going to be incredible. So anyways, for everybody who's coming, I'm so excited and so grateful. And for everybody who's listening to this podcast, I just want to say thank you so much. This is truly my favorite platform and I'm so grateful for all of you guys who listen. And if you found this podcast helpful, don't forget to share it with somebody who may need it. Like and subscribe, and I'll see you on another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. Bye.